Chapter 10. And leaving that place, he came to the district of Judea beyond the Jordan, and crowds again flocked to him. And as had been his custom, he again began to teach them. And some Pharisees coming up asked him, testing him, "Is it lawful for a man to put away his wife?" But he answered and said to them, "What did Moses command you?" They said, "Moses permitted us to write a notice of dismissal and to put her away." But Jesus said to them, "By reason of the hardness of your heart he wrote you that commandment. But from the beginning of creation God made them male and female. For this cause a man shall leave his father and mother and cleave to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. Therefore, now they are no longer two, but one flesh. What therefore God has joined together, let no man put asunder." And in the house, his disciples again asked him concerning this. And he said to them, "Whoever puts away his wife and marries another commits adultery against her. And if the wife puts away her husband and marries another, she commits adultery." And they were bringing little children to him that he might touch them. But the disciples rebuked those who brought them. But when Jesus saw them, he was indignant and said to them, "Let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them, for of such is the kingdom of God. Amen, I say to you, whoever does not accept the kingdom of God as a little child will not enter into it." And he put his arms about them, and laying his hands upon them, he began to bless them. And as he was going forth on his journey, a certain man running up fell upon his knees before him and asked him, "Good master, what shall I do to gain eternal life?" But Jesus said to him, "Why dost thou call me good? No one is good but only God. Thou knowest the commandments. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness. Thou shalt not defraud. Honor thy father and thy mother." And he answered and said, "Master, all these I have kept ever since I was a child." And Jesus, looking upon him, loved him and said to him, "One thing is lacking to thee. Go, sell whatever thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come, follow me." But his face fell at the saying, and he went away sad, for he had great possessions. And Jesus, looking round, said to his disciples, "With what difficulty will they who have riches enter the kingdom of God?" But the disciples were amazed at his word. But Jesus again addressed them, saying, "Children, with what difficulty will they who trust in riches enter the kingdom of God? It is easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God." But they were astonished the more, saying among themselves, "Who then can be saved?" And looking upon them, Jesus said, "With men it is impossible, but not with God, for all things are possible with God." Peter began to say to him, "Behold, we have left all and followed thee." Answering, Jesus said, "Amen, I say to you, there is no one who has left house or brothers or sisters or mother or father, or children or lands, for my sake and for the gospel's sake, who shall not receive now in the present time 100-fold as much houses and brothers and sisters and mothers and children and lands, along with persecutions, and in the age to come, life everlasting. But many who are first now will be last, and many who are last now will be first. They were now on their way, going up to Jerusalem, and Jesus was walking on in front of them, and they were in dismay, and those who followed were afraid. And again taking the 12, he began to tell them what would happen to him, saying, "Behold, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be betrayed to the chief priests and the scribes, and they will condemn him to death, and will deliver him to the Gentiles, and they will mock him, and spit upon him, and scourge him, and put him to death. And on the third day he will rise again." And James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came to him, saying, "Master, we want thee to do for us whatever we ask." But he said to them, "What do you want me to do for you?" And they said, "Grant to us that we may sit one at thy right hand and the other at thy left hand in thy glory." But Jesus said to them, "You do not know what you are asking for. Can you drink of the cup of which I drink, or be baptized with the baptism with which I am to be baptized?" And they said to him, "We can." And Jesus said to them, "Of the cup that I drink, you shall drink, and with the baptism with which I am to be baptized, you shall be baptized. But as for sitting at my right hand or at my left, that is not mine to give, but it belongs to those for whom it has been prepared." And when the 10 heard this, they were at first indignant at James and John. But Jesus called them and said to them, "You know that those who are regarded as rulers among the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great men exercise authority over them. But it is not so among you. On the contrary, whoever wishes to become great shall be your servant, and whoever wishes to be first among you shall be the slave of all. For the Son of Man also has not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." And they came to Jericho, and as he was leaving Jericho with his disciples and a very great crowd, Bartimaeus, a blind man, the son of Timaeus, was sitting by the wayside begging. And hearing that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." And many angrily tried to silence him. But he cried out all the louder, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Then Jesus stopped and commanded that he should be called. And they called the blind man and said to him, "Take courage, get up, he is calling thee." And throwing off his cloak, he sprang to his feet and came to him. And Jesus addressed him, saying, "What wouldst thou have me do for thee?" And the blind man said to him, "Rabboni, that I may see." And Jesus said to him, "Go thy way, thy faith has saved thee." And at once he received his sight and followed him along the road.